It's penalty shootout, hero side. After the Red Ridge Pansy Island game has obviously gone to penalty. The hard-fought game over the 90 minutes and even harder over extra time. Adam speaking, Red Ridge have their first penalty, and it's Dave Collins, their left-back, going to take the penalty. He scores! 1-0 to Red Ridge, Dave Collins with the penalty. Steve Corbell now for Pansy is lining up to take his penalty. I've been told by his representative he's a useful player from the spot. And now it's up to Tony Tucker. Can he make himself a hero? Clark placed the ball on the spot. He's running up to take the penalty. And it squirms in 1-1. Billy Holland now is going to take a penalty. He's mainly been a score player this season that has chipped in with 8 or 9 goals. He's got the ball in his hands now. Okay, he's placed the ball now firmly on the spot and he's getting ready to take the penalty. Walking up, Billy Holland. Over the bar. Billy Holland blew it to Redwood. Now Tansy have a chance to take the lead in the penalty shootout. So Tansy scored it, it's 2-1. Can Tony Tucker in goals get a save? It's in the top corner, 2-1 to Tansy. It looks like Clark and Rooster for the former Braintree Town, Jagan and Redwood and Barnett field a stroke right back as Ryan is going to take a penalty for Redwood. This is obviously a key moment in the game. Can Rooster for level the scores? And he's running up to take the penalty. It's in! Cool. Great penalty by Mercer, but again Cableton went the right way, but he's beaten. It looks like Candy's number 9, Leon Gordon, is going to take Candy's next penalty. Just to put them 3-2 up in the shootout. So far, Tucker has gone one way for one penalty and one way for the other penalty. So it's a matter of Tucker getting the decision right and obviously hopefully saving the ball. The ball's on the spot. Gordon looks confident and he scores. Good penalty. Lee Chamberlain is taking the penalty. Or he's going to. The ball's on the spot. Can Chamberlain keep Redwood in the shootout? He has. 3-3. Canby's number 4, Kevin Dubison, is now getting ready to take the penalty. Just to put them 4-3 up in the shootout. Tucker's ready. Here's Dubison. Gets up and scores. 4-3 to Candy, and now they've put Redwood in the division where they fouled to forcing this penalty. The game's over, promotion's over, and that will mean Candy will be promoted. Coming up is number 7, Steve Busworth, who's really had a fine season since joining some great Wrexham Rovers around the November mark. He has to score to keep Redwood in the shootout. Has to score. The Candy's band is celebrating behind the goal. They know how close they are to promotion. Mel Cady's winning goal looks confident. Steve Busworth takes it. It's in for all. Well, he's given Redwood Loon a shout. Now Tony Tucker has to save this penalty. It all comes down to this. In truth, Canby being the better team over the 120 minutes, even though they had their number 5, Colin Wall, sent off on the 91st minute. This is obviously a huge moment. It's number 12, Nick Rudd, one of Canby's prolific strikers. Can he score to make them promoted? Yes! Tucker saves it! Tony Tucker has changed the penalty. Controversy here. The penalty's been taken again. The penalty is having to be taken again. So Candy now get a second chance to secure the promotion they want. Rudd looks confident. He scores. And they are promoted to the Rhine and League. Disaster for Redwood in the shootout. Includes Candy being the better team over the 90 minutes and over the 120 minutes. It's a shame that the season has to end here for Redwood, but overall, Candy has been the better team, and I don't think you can deny that.